This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Black Twitter. I'm your host, Jeannie Lauren, and I'm so glad that I've recovered enough to be back with y'all in time for MLK Day. Came back to a black holiday. It's lit. Remember what I said, stop there. Don't keep it going, because then it gets awkward trying to end the song. People don't really know what they're doing. Just the chorus, got it, go. Today I'm gonna tweet for people who have the day off in honor of MLK Day. Shout out to us and our employer, Black Jobs Matter. I hope y'all are gonna spend the day doing something productive or fun or something that enriches your spirit. I'm gonna spend the day getting over this cold. Because I still have a here. I can't. And really, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Raise your hand if you've been fighting a cold for over a month now. You might be thinking, Jeannie, you should probably go to a doctor. Well, I would, except my doctor just retired on me and notified me via email. Like, really, sis? Email. So here we are, and this is me just dealing with it. The good news is I'm getting better slowly, and I haven't forgotten about you all, nor have I forgotten about announcing the winner of Jeannie's Wishlist. In case you missed it, before an upper respiratory infection tried to cut my life short, I announced that I would be giving away a hoodie from Friends of the Show, 1854 Cycling Co. I announced that one lucky YouTube or newsletter subscriber is gonna get a hoodie, and one of you is gonna get a hoodie, damn it. The winner will be announced this Wednesday, come hell or high water, or hives, or fevers, or whatever. And while we're at it, whether you're watching or listening to the show, subscribe and rate it. I'd appreciate it. So we're also back together in time for another installment of As the Timeline Scrolls. Hit it! This episode of As the Timeline Scrolls is brought to you by @FatHipJunkie and @WhatUpJT and all of Black Twitter for making this the most convoluted story to ever hit the tweets. Let's start with the fact that
What Up JT claims Fat Hip Junkie drove all the way to his hotel, blew up the bathroom, refused to have sex, and then slept in her car after he put her out.
Whew. Fat Hip Junkie claims she didn't blow up anyone's bathroom, and Twitter claims it was a flyout. In her car? What is the truth? A lot of the story is missing, and a lot of the tweets have been deleted, but what we do know is Fat Hip Junkie drove a long way with very little gas and not much money, and What Up JT spent money on a hotel and didn't get none. How are we gonna tell her mama she drove all this way just to curb a man? I guess the moral of the story is if you think he's ugly on the internet, believe yourself. 20-somethings. Anywho, can we talk about Bougie? I'm not pronouncing it like bougie, by the way. There's no G in it. Spelt with a J, it's bougie, and you can fight me. There's been some sore spots across Twitter because white people have found bad in bougie, and they're already running with it. Is that train ever late, by the way? White people take things that black people created and then try to sell them back to us like the neighborhood crackhead does. And all you can do is look at them like, I'm pretty sure that's my shirt you're trying to sell me. I'm pretty sure I just wore those pants yesterday. Is that my watch? Stop taking my stuff, white people. God. So now white people have taken bougie. And they took bougie years ago, so it was really only a matter of time. There's not even much we could do about it, but womp. And I mean, I just found out that bougie and bougie aren't the same thing like yesterday, so I won't really miss it. But if you're Black and you considered yourself bougie, you have my sincerest condolences. I'm sorry for your loss. But I have a dream that one day, white people will stay in their lane. I might not get there with you, but I want you to know that I've seen the promised land, and Black people get to keep their shit. Ashe. Do you consider yourself bougie, or do you consider yourself bougie? Hit me up in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com or tweet me at GMBTShow. I'd love to hear from you. I hope you find some liberation on this MLK Day. Thanks for making time for tea time. Have a good morning, Black Twitter.